We care more about Ivy Road than Wall Street, owned by an actual mom and an actual pop. WCHB AM and FM, Charlottesville, a Monticello Media Group station.
From the WCHB and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
Sands of heavy rain and gusty winds continue to buffet central Virginia as the remnants of Hurricane Ian come through the Commonwealth. Current power outages caused by the storm. Dominion has 481 in the area, 324 alone along Greenwood Road in western Albemarle County. They estimate maybe by 9 a.m. to have the power back on there. Appalachian Power has 1,200 customers in the area without power, 1,100 in two outages just in Covesville, with no estimates on restoration. Central Virginia Electric Cooperative has 766 families and businesses in Albemarle County currently without power, 688 in Fluvanna County and 413 in their Nelson County service area. Rappahannock Electric has 34 outages in Albemarle County, 157 families and businesses in Greene, and 600 in Madison. If you see trees down in the road, Virginia Department of Transportation has a toll-free hotline, 1-800-FOR-ROAD. We are seeing road conditions under speed all around the area with wind gusts in the 50-mile-an-hour range this morning as the remnants of Hurricane Ian come through central Virginia. In this Storm Watch update brought to you by Automated Office Systems, simple systems and solutions on WCHV. Several events canceled for this weekend, including the King Family Vineyards 20th anniversary celebration and weekly polo match, the Fall Fiber Festival at James Madison's Montpelier, the Fifield Trail grand opening, and the Cherry Avenue Block Party. However, the Foxfield races are still planning to run on Sunday.
We run rain or shine, so we're strapping on our boots, we're zipping up those raincoats, and we're dressing warmly. It looks like it could be a little bit chillier.
As the remnants of Hurricane Ira bring rain to central Virginia this weekend, those in Florida continue to clean up. We spoke with broadcaster Matt Mangus of US 41 Radio in Fort Myers, and he gave us a sense of what Florida's facing this weekend.
Joe, no kidding. There's a ton of suffering down here. Areas that have never been flooded have got catastrophic flooding where the major population center is in what we call Southwest Florida. Really took a hit. That's a city with 500 miles of canals, and a lot of those people got wiped out.
He also said in addition to helping the Red Cross at redcross.org, he had a simple request for those who want to help.
We depend on the tourist trade, and we don't want anybody to be scared away thinking that it's unlivable down here. We're good at hurricanes. We clean them up really quickly, and by the time tourist season gets here in 3 or 4 weeks, we're going to be ready for everybody. Just come on down.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast. Rain heavy at times today with a few rumbles of thunder. High temperatures this afternoon only in the lower 60s. More rain overnight tonight with low temperatures in the middle 50s. Off and on rain heavy at times through Sunday. Highs around 60. Monday, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers. Highs again near 60 degrees. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.